Next guest who's going to present an award, there's a little history around it. The guest himself, in my estimation, for what my tuppence is worth, one of the greatest villain and character wrestlers of the last 40 years, and I hope you'll all agree with me, because I know he's one of the most respected men in the business. His skill started way back in the 50s when he was an amateur. He was one of the first people to ever be shown on television. He went on from there to create what they call the middle-sized man as a top-of-the-bill event, which hadn't been done then. And I want you to please give a massive welcome to the one, the only, Mr. Bobby Barnes. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for coming. The reason that Bob's been asked to do this award, ladies and gentlemen, there used to be a second at Dale Martin's many years ago called Ted Baker. No relation to the cufflinks at all. But he's gone on from there to great heights, and he is now the mayor of Rochester and the Medway Towns. And today we're going to give him an award for what he's achieved in life, and who better to present the award than Bobby Barnes himself, who happens to be a resident of Rochester. So if I could ask Ted Baker to please come up on the podium. The Mayor of Rochester, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ted Baker.
Well done, Ted.
I'm not used to being clapped, so... I feel at home now. It's nice to see so many friends, and you know, a big welcome to you all. Ted, very well done. I present you with this, and all the very best from the British wrestling fraternity.
Okay. Thank you very much. Quite unusual for a mayor to get up that didn't say anything, and I'm not one of those that doesn't say anything. And many, many moons ago, when I was a corner boy at the casino in Rochester, I saw all the greats. Some of them were greater than others, obviously, but some of them used to get regularly chucked out of the ring, and we used to have to rescue them from the old ladies with their umbrellas. Hey! And by golly, they got some stick. And so I'm very, very thrilled to be here today. I need to read this little speech because time and tide have passed by, and now I'm well into my 70s, memory ain't so good. But my friend Christopher, who is on the soprano saxophone, has written me a few lines. I thank the reunion for inviting me. It was a real pleasure and a real excitement for me, and to see all you people gathered here today is absolutely fantastic. Seems a long time ago when I was a corner boy. In fact, it was in the 50s, so it was a long time ago, and I think the casino in its present guise is not what it ought to be. It ought to be a place for much more entertainment, and funnily enough, we went from wrestling to bingo, where I also worked. So but I don't work in the nightclub, and I would never work in the nightclub. We have a lot of connections with Medway, and we've got Bobby and Jeanette Barnes, who live in my ward. John Hall is one of our wrestlers. Paul Stone, well, Paul was supposed to be travelling with me today, but he never got himself together enough to come. I don't know why, but when I go into the pub that he uses, I shall give him a sherrikin in my usual manner. Mickey West was another one of our well-known characters. Peter Roberts, Councillor Ron Sands, all Medway based. I'd like you to give them a clap, please. And I must say, this gathering is fantastic. We haven't had a count of heads, although as an ex-prison officer I ought to be able to do that standing on my head. But having said that, thank you very much for this honour. It's a real honour. I'm pleased to be here. Let's have another grand day, and I hope next year's reunion is even better. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Councillor Ted Baker. Yeah. And before I let Bobby Barnes off this rostrum, he's renowned for his modesty and his shyness. He said to me, do not embarrass me. I wouldn't dream of it, Bob. But I'm not going to let him off that rostrum until he accepts a Life Achievement Award for what he's done for the wrestling business. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bobby Barnes.
Well done, Bobby.
Ted Baker, ladies and gentlemen, the Mayor of Rochester and the one and only Bobby Barnes. I'm sorry, Bobby. Sorry. I'm in